This IEEE career development tape explores the opportunities for engineers, and particularly for electrical engineers, in the hospitals. Increasing automation in instruments used by physicians and surgeons suggests that many new opportunities will open over the next few years. Our speaker is Donald L. Berendt, a staff member of the Medical Research Program's Veterans Administration Hospital, Long Beach, California.
In the near future, hospitals will provide a myriad of opportunities for employment to engineers. And as a case in point, let's examine briefly the Veterans Administration and its system of hospitals. Since I'm a member of the Veterans Administration, these figures were readily available to me, and I think they're a classic example of what the opportunities are. The VA operates a system of 167 hospitals across this country, and the central office in Washington, for instance, spends approximately $100 million a year in an annual program for replacement or remodeling or for new buildings. In addition, they spend approximately $140 million a year for maintenance, repair, and equipment replacement in these same installations. Now, these expenditures are under the jurisdiction of the construction office, and they're associated in, located in Washington. The entire construction service numbers approximately 100 engineers, some 50 architects, and some 100 to 125 auxiliary employees, which are draftsmen, secretaries, clerical help, and that sort of thing. As you can see, it covers a wide range of disciplines: mechanical, electrical, specifications, architectural. And the reason for that is that today's patient care requires that engineering provisions be made for extensive equipment and facilities. And in some of the new installations that we've made, we recently built a hospital in San Diego, and I believe it's some 425 beds. You have to make provisions for things like automatic conveyors, communication systems, air conditioning, elevators, radioisotopes and x-ray protection, power plants distribution, piped oxygen systems, food preparation areas, laundry facilities, research facilities for both research laboratories and research animal facilities, sophisticated clinical laboratory facilities, even therapeutic swimming pools. In addition to the construction service has what's called resident engineers, and this actually comprises another 100 engineers who are task organized into groups so that when the construction office finishes with the plans for an installation such as we have in San Diego, which just opened this year, I believe in May, these gentlemen go out and supervise the construction to see that all of the specifications are met by the subcontractors. Now, in another part of the VA, the Department of Medicine and Surgery has its own engineering service in Washington, and it operates the 167 hospitals across the nation. Their annual budget for this operation amounts to approximately $1.6 billion a year. Within each hospital, we have, of course, the hospital director, and part of his staff, we have an engineering division. And this engineering division has an engineering officer, and depending upon the size of the hospital, at least an assistant engineering officer, sometimes several assistants. And they're charged with the responsibility of keeping their particular installation in good working order. And sometimes if you have to modify the building to add on new things like intensive care units and that, they go ahead and prepare plans to make the alterations to the building, and they also supervise local modifications like that. Now, to carry out the duties, the hospital engineer has a staff of craftsmen, and they consist of carpenters, electricians, plumbers, and all sorts of things like that. At a small hospital, for instance, we have a small one in Texas, the staff may number something like 60 people. It includes the janitors as well as the carpenters and the plumbers. In a large VA center like we have in West LA here, the staff number is well over 600. And obviously in a position like that, the hospital engineer would have many assistants. So from the central office standpoint, the latest figures I have is that we have something like 550 to 600 engineers. And the attrition rate there, they take in approximately 50 to 75 per year. So there, for the general engineering field, is some excellent opportunities for people to enter into hospital engineering. Another category that is very interesting, underneath the hospital engineer and one of his functions of maintenance, is a section called the Technical Medical Equipment Repair. And we have a group of gentlemen, for instance, at the VA in Long Beach, which are charged with taking care of all of the sophisticated medical equipment.
Now let's take an imaginary trip with Don Barrent through some of the laboratories and treatment areas at his hospital.
In the catheterization lab, what I wanted to show specifically here is the variety of equipment that is here. Here's the X-ray machine itself, the table where the patient is placed. We have two video monitors here, the electronics for monitoring the catheters, analog displays here. Unfortunately, at this point, we don't have a mini computer attached to our system. We do have a videotape recorder, and this machine is a blood gas analyzer. Now, the X-ray machine is very complicated in that it has servo controls that operate it in three different directions. There's a great deal of electronics here. Now here's all the controls for the servo controls for the various axes of moving, the X-ray machine itself, and controlling the image intensifier, which in turn presents the display on the video monitors. There's also some control here for operating the videotape recorder. And it's quite a complicated system when you get down and begin to dissect it. This is our intensive care unit in surgery. As you can see, a respirator here attached to the patient, suction bottles, serum and plasma hung from overhead racks, and the electronics that monitor the patient for his heart rate and that. You know? This is our particular nursing station in that same intensive care unit. Here you see the overhead monitors. Each one of these scans on a variable time cycle scans six beds, so that this ICO has the capability of 18 beds with the three monitors here. Down in the counter of the nurse's station down here, each one of these, when it detects an off-limit condition, which is settable at each point by the nurse, if that limit has been exceeded, either a high or a low, then it triggers an alarm and automatically causes this one, if it's in the six that this monitors, automatically triggers it to monitor it on its oscilloscope, and it also starts the recorder down here. So again, some very complicated equipment. We have some 58 or 60 beds in various intensive care units at Long Beach, and we have our maintenance in this type of equipment. We immediately, if something is wrong with it, we substitute a unit and then take it back and overhaul the entire unit in the shop. In the clinical lab area, this is the Autotechnicon SMA-12, and it does a set of 12 tests on blood serum, serum being inserted into the system in little samples. It takes 60 samples an hour, one a minute, into the machine. The sample enters the machine, goes through a maze of plastic tubing, is fractionated, has reagents added to it, and is split up and sent through 12 separate analyzers, the results of which are presented on a graph form, which is then inserted in the patient's record. There's a great deal of problems in maintenance here because you get stoppages of the plastic tubing due to the blood coagulating, or the blood, actually it's serum, it's plasma serum, not whole blood that's in the machine. That causes the technicians to have problems in trying to keep the machine running. It also, in keeping the machine in calibration, it's a daily operation to keep it in calibration from an electronic standpoint. Another machine in the clinical lab, the cell counter, and it's in the hematology section, and it counts various types of cells. And again, a fairly sophisticated piece of electronics. Our new installation of a computer system. This is our terminal in a network of computers. This particular system right now is being tied in genes and several others in the clinical laboratory, and it correlates the data together so that you can get a uniform output for patient records. Now, in addition to that, this machine is tied in to a centrally located machine here in downtown LA. This, incidentally, is a Honeywell 316 system. It has a large high-speed printer, Model 35 teletype, a central processor. It has also a high-speed paper tape reader, and it has a large disk memory. What happens is that we have four hospitals within this area, four VA hospitals. Eventually, they will all be tied together to a central processor that is located in downtown LA. And all of the patient data for every patient in all four hospitals will be stored in that computer system. And these act as the interface, the communications interface between, and they also do some work with regards to the clinical data and its data reduction. The gear is getting very sophisticated. And for instance, if we go back to the entire VA system itself, if we take the evaluation of the medical equipment that we have, the technical medical equipment of this type, we have $156 million worth of equipment at its present value. The installation in Long Beach, for instance, we have $7.2 million worth of this kind of technical medical equipment. It's maintained by five technicians and by service contracts that we let out. And for instance, in 1970, Long Beach itself spent over $200,000 a year on maintenance contracts to keep this equipment going. Unfortunately, it's not being done in a proper manner. There's no setup for preventative maintenance. There is no setup for periodic calibration. There is practically no resource that can be consulted in the installation of this type of equipment within the hospital. And I think I am unique to Long Beach in that I am entirely devoted to electronics, and I do a very minor bit of consulting with the clinical situation. There are not many of us within the system. Now, if you relate this with our small quantity of 167 hospitals to the overall hospitals within the nation, and you begin to see some of the opportunities that are available for supervising and planning these sorts of installations. And this system, eventually we will have an input-output terminal in each of the 58 wards that we have at Long Beach. They have a similar system at Wadsworth over in West LA. They will have the same types of things. So the supervision of the maintenance and that sort of thing is of deep concern to the VA, and as a consequence, they're taking steps to do something about it. They're formulating in Washington, in the central office, positions now, position descriptions, I should say, for a biomedical engineering technician and biomedical engineer. And the concept behind this is that they will upgrade the installation of sophisticated gear like this, and at the same time, cut down the amount of delay that we have when we have service contracts for maintenance of equipment like this.
You have reached the end of side one. To continue, stop your cassette player, remove and turn over the cassette, and restart the player.